John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks so much for joining me today, everyone. Tuesday, March 26th, outside of the Mercy Live Up studio here, still in Plover, Wisconsin. Going to be here tonight, giving the third evening of the mission, and then up and at 'em early tomorrow morning to be able to go off to Arlington, Virginia, to do a mission right there in the heart of the city. So looking forward to that. But in the meantime, boy, do we have a jam-packed show today. Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life for the Diocese of Des Moines, going to be coming up with his weekly segment, Mary and Joseph's Yes to God. Yesterday was the Solemnity of the Annunciation. I hope you were able to get some good prayer in. And my prayer yesterday was pretty simple. It was just to allow Our Lady's yes to be my yes. And the Annunciation is my favorite mystery of any rosary. So whenever I pray the rosary, I'm just taken by the first joyful mystery every single time. And it's for some reason, just the angel Gabriel, again, the patron of this radio station here, overshadows Our Lady. So it says the Holy Spirit is going to overshadow you. And he announces, that's what Gabriel means, the great announcer to Our Lady, the best news in the world. And I that God, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, is going to become flesh. You know, so, and remember, Jesus was never created. So he just takes on flesh and becomes one like us in all things but sin. It gives me the goosebumps to even think about, but we're going to talk about that today. With Adam's story. So that's coming up in just a few minutes. Deborah Powers is going to be on today at 7:15. She's the Catholic Charities Development Director here in the Diocese of Des Moines. You may have heard, and I don't know where you've been if you haven't, there's a lot of flooding going on. Catholic Charities is there to help. They do some incredible work, of course, in the Diocese of Des Moines here and beyond. But we're going to talk to Deborah Powers about ways that you and I can really plug in and help some of our parishes that have been devastated, and homes, people's homes that have been devastated because of this flooding. So we'll have her on coming up at 7:15 today. 7:40, Gene Wells is going to be on to preview her 10 o'clock show. And at 7:45, he's back, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. Oh, yes, with the last little bit here before we get you all signed up for the men's conference, iowacatholicradio.com. He's going to be the keynote presenter, going to give us a little sneak peek of it. It's going to be happening this Saturday. Get your tickets today, iowacatholicradio.com. Scroll over events. There are still spots remaining. We'd love to have you there this Saturday at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in West Des Moines. Mark Amadeo, news and sports, weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Soa. We will have your saint of the day coming up in the second half hour as well. And that's going to about do it. We are just full today with some good guests. So 7:03, let's do it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's pray our morning offering.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, good sir.
Well, good morning, John. How's everything up in Plover, Wisconsin? I'm sure you didn't remind the folks last night that you're still a Cubs fan in the heart of Brewer territory. So hopefully,
now why would I do that?
Yeah, because you're you. You are you.
Mm-hmm. That's just the way it has to be, Mark. These are the crosses they have to bear. When they bring me in, they're bringing the Cubs in as well. They're bringing the Vikings in. This is just the way it works. Put it right there in my little agreement.
Well, they signed off on it, and boy, hope they like what they signed off on. They have you.
A few days from now, huh? Opening day. I'm so pumped.
That's right. Two more days. Opening day. Well, they had opening day overseas, and that was just
right.
Two games for two teams. But the real opening day is coming up on Thursday for Major League Baseball. You are correct.
Absolutely incredible. I am so excited for this season.
Yeah, and I think we all are, and I mean, spring is here, and we can hopefully get the snow melted, which is happening and reduce the flooding, which is not happening. And there's projected more for the more rain we get. And yeah, we want to keep those communities in our prayer, especially the folks in western Iowa along that I-29 corridor from basically Council Bluffs down to St. Joseph, Missouri. The communities of Hamburg, Glenwood, Pacific Junction, all underwater and all without water right now. Their own water supply being devastated. So we got to keep them in our prayers, John.
There are a lot of that going on. In fact, as I said, we got Deborah Powers, the Development Director of Catholic Charities, to talk about some ways that we can really help. But yes, they are coming to the rescue, but it's not good.
Yeah, it certainly is. Now, your final day in Wisconsin, so you got a direct flight from Plover, Wisconsin to Arlington, Virginia to get to downtown Arlington?
I wish it was direct. No, I'll be flying through Chicago, but... Arlington, Virginia. So I'm going to go up there, and I might hit a few tour sites while I'm up there during the day once.
That would be awesome. There's a lot of history there in that community. And I know there's we mentioned Major League Baseball starting Thursday. I don't know if any of the teams around there would be home. Baltimore, Washington, Baltimore, and a few other teams in that community, in that area.
That's interesting. I did not even think about that. But, yeah, I'm sure there are probably some teams.
All right. Well, best of luck there. And the folks in Plover, Wisconsin, where they get another year without you, and then you'll be back next year, same time, same channel.
Yeah, we'll see if they invite this Cubs fan back.
We'll see if that contract comes in the mail.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, let's get right to it this morning. We've got a beautiful morning here in central Iowa, and right now from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently in Des Moines, we have some patchy fog in the area, partly cloudy skies, and 31 degrees with calm winds. And today, with this patchy fog, will give way to partly sunny skies. Today going to be a beautiful day, a high of 55 degrees with very dry conditions. South winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and very windy for your Wednesday. A high of 68 degrees. Might be an opportunity to get the t-shirts and shorts out, but we'll have winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour on your Wednesday. Thursday, partly cloudy, a high of 60 degrees. Be dry for the most part of the day, but then a chance of rain later in the afternoon moves into the forecast for Thursday and Thursday night. Friday will be wet and colder. Rain in the forecast for Friday, a high of 48 degrees. We could see that wintry mix Friday night into Saturday morning. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, gas prices are on the rise here in Iowa. Over the last 2 weeks, the price for regular unleaded gas went up 16 cents for a national average of $2.66 per gallon. Now, according to AAA, the average price for regular unleaded gas here in Iowa is $2.58 a gallon. That's 8 cents below the national average. The average for regular unleaded gas in Des Moines area is $2.59 per gallon, and the average price for diesel fuel is $2.88 per gallon here in the Des Moines area. Now, experts say the price is up because supplies are tight as refineries undergo maintenance ahead of the summer driving season. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. And last night, NCAA Women's College Basketball postseason tournament, the second round, and it was Missouri State upsetting number 3 seed Iowa State 69-60 last night at Hilton Coliseum in Ames, ending Iowa State season. Iowa State senior Bridget Carlson, the Big 12's most valuable player, scored 31 points in her final game as she was the only Cyclone in double figures. Missouri State now moves to the round of 16, and they'll take on Stanford on Saturday afternoon in Chicago, beginning at 5 o'clock. The other team in the state of Iowa that is now the only team in the state of Iowa right now going to the postseason or continuing postseason is the Iowa Hawkeye women. They advanced this week 16. They found out their opponent last night as Iowa will now take on North Carolina State. And they'll play at 10:30 Saturday morning in Greensboro, North Carolina, and that'll be televised on ESPN on Saturday morning. Tonight it's AHL hockey right here in Des Moines as the Iowa Wild hosting Grand Rapids. Face off at 7 o'clock at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. And today's Dallin Catholic Sports and Activities calendar has girls and boys track. Both Dallin girls and boys teams travel down to the Simpson Invitational, and they'll get underway this afternoon at 4 o'clock in Indianola, and that'll be at the Bill Buxton Stadium on the campus of Simpson College in Indianola. Once again, from the Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwalker, Currently in Des Moines, we have some patchy fog in the area, partly cloudy skies and 31 degrees with calm winds. And today, the patchy fog will give way to partly sunny skies with a high of 55 degrees here in central Iowa. We'll have south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour throughout the day. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Tuesday morning. John Leonetti Show. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com.
Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life for the Diocese of Des Moines. Good morning, Adam.
Hey, good morning, John.
Well, thanks for coming on, brother, as always. Let's talk about Mary and Joseph. Yesterday, the solemnity of the Annunciation of our Lord. It's got some different names in history as well. You know, they call it Incarnation Day. I've heard it said. And there's some more, but I'm kind of blanking on them. But anyway, it was a big day in the life of the church, of course. Christ Jesus takes skin on, but it would not have happened without Our Lady's yes.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think that this is, and last week, of course, you had the solemnity of St. Joseph, spouse of Mary. But I think it's important to remember that, you know, God condescended. God came down and joined humanity by an act of participation of humanity, that Mary had to say yes. Mary had to be...
Now, Adam, explain that for a second, because there are sometimes there's some confusion in that, you know, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity was created at that point. You know, he became born. This is just the way he always was. But Jesus never was created. He always was and always will be.
Yeah, of course. God, as the second person of the Trinity, God is eternal. God is uncreated. Jesus is just as divine as God the Father, God the Holy Spirit. And the history of calling it Incarnation Day, you know, that's, I think, a great expression of, you know, God is eternal. He always is, he always was, he always will be. And yet this is a particular moment where he takes on the life of humanity, and he never had to do that. You know, that wasn't required of him. And that is a new thing that he shares in our own life. And the church fathers would talk about that and say that God took on our life so that we might take on his life, that he became human, so that we might share in his own life. But he also, and what a profound risk for him to take, to say that I'm going to join humanity based on their willingness to receive me, which is through Mary's yes, based on their willingness to say yes to this plan and receptive to it. You know, he could have just said, boom, it's happening, or boom, it's already done. But no, he asks Mary to say yes. He asks Mary to participate.
Why do we see Our Lady as such a prominent figure in Catholic spirituality?
Well, you know, I think for a lot of reasons. One is because Christ told us to. He at the cross says to John, "Behold your mother," and to Mary, "Behold your son." And he's not just entrusting the Apostle John to Mary; he's entrusting his church. He's saying, you know, the church is my body. The church is my continued presence, and so my mother means something. My mother is an important part of that plan. So, first of all, because Christ told us to, but also in Mary's life, and what I think is so important, especially at the Feast of the Annunciation, is to remember that her great gift, her great participation in salvation history, it wasn't something she accomplished through her own will. It wasn't some magnificent thing that she did. It was just simply saying yes to what God wanted to do within her. And I think that that's a lesson for all of us, maybe especially in Lent, when we, you know, tend to take on new practices or do more things or try to be more invested in our faith, which is all good. But remember that the most important thing we do, it's not something we accomplish. Instead, it's being receptive to what God is doing within us, because it's his work.
We can't forget.
before it's ours.
Yeah, we can't forget St. Joseph here. St. Joseph, the foster father of Jesus, the protector. He is, you know, the patron saint of families. He is the patron saint of the universal church, as he is the great protector. He is the terror of demons, as one of his honorary titles is, which is one of my favorites. St. Joseph always seems to have a place, and you look on down the lines in the lives of the saints, he always seems to have a place in the lives of the saints' spiritual life as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he's kind of another or the other great example of this, being open to God's plan. Once again, you know, Joseph wasn't a great monk. He wasn't a great mystic. He wasn't any of that. He was a carpenter and he was a dad. But he was open to what God wanted to do in his life. And that's what made all the difference. That's why we hold him up, not because of what he did, but because he was receptive to what God was doing in his own life and in the life of his family.
I saw a comic going around kind of some of the Catholic circles, and the comic had Jesus building a chair with his father as a boy, and the chair was kind of all backwards and janky, and Jesus says, Dad, he says, I'm thinking about going into ministry, and Joseph's kind of big-eyed looking at it and saying, I think that's a good idea, son. So anyway, I thought that was a little funny.
That's pretty good.
Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life. We'll talk to you soon, brother. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
All right. Deborah Powers coming up right after the break, friends. Catholic Charities Development Director. We are going to talk about the flooding that's taking place here in the Diocese of Des Moines. I want everyone to listen if you can. I want you to really listen, because I hope everyone listening here to Iowa Catholic Radio can plug in. We could all do something, even if it just means giving a few bucks to the cause. So our bishop has been sending out different, just keeping everyone up to date in the Diocese of Des Moines on what's happening. But there have been some churches that are devastated, and people's lives as well that are really struggling. And listen, if they're struggling, we're struggling too. We can't forget them. Right after the break. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And a big, who's up first here? Oh, there she is. Plaza Dental Group, Dr. Stephanie Mohan. She has a phenomenal website, by the way. You go there. And the thing I like about it the most is, you know, what's different is you don't just kind of show up. And as I said, you got to fill out 3 tons of paperwork that oftentimes you have to do when you go to a new doctor. So if you're thinking of, you know, I haven't been to the dentist in a while, you just go right online. You register there, just a few clicks, and you go in. You're done. You're ready to go. Give them the insurance. If you don't have insurance, the cool thing about Dr. Stephanie Mohan and Plaza Dental Group is they have different programs to be able to help families with children as well, to alleviate some of those burdens. And I'll tell you what, you know, teeth, at least this is something I've learned over the course of living with a dental hygienist and her going through school. It's a vital component to someone's health. You may not think it is, but it really is. Dr. Stephanie Mohan here in Des Moines is there to help. DMSmiles.com. Thank you for underwriting this show here in Iowa Catholic Radio, Doctor. And thank you for helping Iowa Catholic Radio. That is DMSmiles.com.
Thank you, Bless Me International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org. Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder, Thursday mornings at 9, and online at iowacatholicradio.com or on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
R&R Realty is showing Jesus Christ at work through powerful programs like Catholic Women Now on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here, and I want to thank Plaza Dental Group for underwriting my show. Plaza Dental Group makes their patients feel comfortable and right at home, like one of the family. Catholic-owned, they offer cosmetic dentistry and implants, six-month smiles, and Invisalign, an alternative to traditional braces, along with mercury-free dentistry. Plaza Dental Group, Comfortable Dentistry. 515-344-3523. Online at dmsmiles.com.
Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo and for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Ricardo is featured daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake, confluencebrewing.com.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy
Spirit. But we are shoring up all the different details for you to be able to come to South Africa with me. With us here at Iowa Catholic Radio, we're going to be taking a little venture there August 1st to the 13th. We are going to be plugging into the great work that Blessman International is doing. We've teamed up with them, and we're really excited about that. I know they have their gala coming up as well that Iowa Catholic Radio has a table at, and we're just excited to be with Dr. Jim Blessman, as well as the many others that make this organization what it is. You know, feeding children, and of course, putting in clean water, toilets. I mean, something, you know, a lot of people, we just take for granted, but just families having access to toilets there in South Africa is something that's been a big mission for them. And, of course, evangelization as always. Dr. Jim Blessman, thank you for underwriting this show, blessmaninternational.org. Let's go to our next guest of the day. She's the Catholic Charities Development Director. Deborah Powers joins me. Hi, Deborah.
Good morning.
Well, thanks for coming on the show this morning, Deborah. I as I said at the beginning of the show, if you haven't heard of the flooding here in the Diocese of Des Moines, I don't know where you've been. But for those that maybe haven't, give us a kind of a rundown or kind of an outlook of what's really happening here with this flooding, how it's affecting our churches.
Well, it's really, of course, all along the western border is the most tragic and the most affected, has been declared national disaster by FEMA, and right now our churches are doing well, with the exception of the church in Hamburg. They unfortunately took on a lot of water clear up. Most of the basement was full, and as of yesterday, there was still 4 feet of water in the basement. So.
What is Catholic Charities' role in all of this?
Really, our role in all of this, of course, there are great large players in all of this. We've been in touch with Catholic Charities USA, who handle disasters like this, unfortunately, more often than we'd like. And they've been giving us guidance in terms of intake forms, things that we can do. Catholic Charities of Des Moines are not an on-the-ground, boots-to-the-ground kind of charity. We are referring all of those efforts to Red Cross, Salvation Army, the churches themselves. There are emergency shelters set up throughout the area. The Catholic Charities' role in this is really one of communication. We've made sure that our churches are aware that we are here. We are there for emotional support and for financial support. Our largest role right now is collecting funding. As you know, a lot of people want to give goods, and that's great, and there are avenues to do so, but we've had several conversations with members right there who are saying, we don't even know what we need. The water hasn't receded yet. The worst of this may not be over yet. We haven't had the spring melts yet. So a lot of caution. People are without homes. We have 7 to 8 parish families that are without a home in the Hamburg area. We have one, I believe, in the Glenwood area that lost their home. So these folks are really, they're assessing right now. Their immediate needs are being taken care of by larger charitable organizations.
When you mentioned kind of the Red Cross and others that you team up with, what kind of services are they providing for our churches? I mean, they're public entities, so I don't know if they're able to kind of help different Catholic churches. Is that right?
Oh, they absolutely are, and they're working with all of the churches in the area. And so our role here at Catholic Charities is really keeping that line of communication open, making sure if they have any questions that we can refer them to the right people. I'm part of the sit reps every day with Iowa's national response team. So this is a room full of people from everybody, from federal agencies, state agencies, local agencies, who talk about not only what's happening today, but how this was caused, what the forecast is. So trying to anticipate things. So we're really just a line of communication, really waiting to hear from those folks there what they really need. We are.
I mean, what do we do?
We do have donations coming in. We've had several people ask us about donations, and we're setting up a process to distribute those funds.
So where could we donate if we want to put it towards some of these specific churches and families?
You can go directly to either Catholic Charities of Des Moines website at www.catholiccharitiesdm.org, or you can go to the diocese and their website. All of those are able to take checks. You can send money directly to 601 Grand Avenue in Des Moines. And just market flood relief, and all of that, 100% of those funds are being distributed through the diocese.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. So if you market flood relief, we'll know that you allocate 100% of that to the different flood that's happening here.
Yes, we do. And Catholic Charities USA has already contributed $10,000 to that fund.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, there's certainly, as you said, some families that are in devastation right now, and who knows what insurance covers, what doesn't. All I know is they're going to need some support at this time. So if you can write a check, send a check in, you can donate online, CatholicCharitiesDM.org. Just market flood relief, as Deborah said. That means 100% of those. Of those funds go directly to be able to help these families and these churches rebound and rebuild. Deborah, thanks so much for coming on. We really appreciate it, and you're always welcome on the show.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless you. Deborah Powers, everyone, Catholic Charities Development Director. Yeah, there is some devastation happening, friends. My goodness gracious. And I was able to see it via pictures. You know, the bishop has been phenomenal, just sending out during press releases, the Diocese of Des Moines press releases on what's happening in some of the people's lives that are affected, and certainly the churches that are going to need to rebound and rebuild here in the Diocese of Des Moines. So we can't forget them. I know up here in Wisconsin, there was some devastating flooding right where I am. In fact, they said where I am on the campus here of the church, it was kind of like its own island just a few weeks ago. They would have had, one lady was telling me that it took her 30 minutes just to get from her house to the church. She works at the church, and it normally just takes 12, but she was having to weave in and out different areas, different neighborhoods, just to be able to get and find one little road that connects to the church, just because there was so much water and devastation around here. And there were people here, right where I am in Plover and Stevens Point, that really suffered some of those effects of the flooding. So keep them in your prayers, friends. Just ask the Holy Spirit to fill them with hope, because that's what they need right now. A lot of hope when people go through these tough times. All right, coming up right in the second half hour, Jean Wells, she's going to give us a little rundown of what's coming up on her show today at 10 o'clock. And at 7:45, we'll leave plenty of room for him. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, the dynamic deacon. He is going to be the keynote presenter at the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference happening this Saturday. If you don't have your tickets yet, go to iowacatholicradio.com, scroll over events, get those tickets today. And if you want, look, if you don't believe me, it's going to be a good time. Hold out. Listen to my 7:45 segment today with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and then make your decision. All right? I dare you. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on this March 26th. Boy, I had to check there for a second. March is going so quickly. Am I the only one that thinks that? Big thanks to R&R Realty. Quickly. Talk about quick. Becoming one of the largest real estate development and property management firms in Iowa. Now, they manage 6.9 million square feet. Now, that's office, retail, multifamily, warehouse facilities, 500 acres of land for future development as well. And they underwrite this show. RRRealty.com. Thank you again. RRRealty.com. Father Andrew now with today's gospel and reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full." Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, "Pay back what you owe." Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back." But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?" Then in anger his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord. Numbers in Hebrew are not only used to describe a quantity, they're also symbolic, and in this passage we hear about the number 7, which symbolizes completeness. So in response to Peter's question, Jesus basically explains that forgiveness must not be only complete, but also infinite, since God himself forgives completely and infinitely. As hard as this might be to do, we also trust that there is no such thing as unlimited forgiveness without the person of Jesus, who may be limited in his humanity, but also mysteriously unlimited in his divinity.
At Golden Rule, you already know we obey the rules to live by. We know that there are no medals for providing outstanding customer service. It's just what you do when your customers are like family. That's why we provide state-of-the-art training for all of our employees. From customer service to routine maintenance and new equipment, you can always count on Golden Rule. And by taking care of our family, we can take better care of yours. I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Men, the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference is Saturday, March 30th at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church, starting with an 8 a.m. Mass and conference to follow. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers and Deacon Randy Keel are the guest speakers for the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference. Deacon Harold is an author, evangelist, preacher, and co-host for EWTN's Morning Glory, heard weekday mornings on Iowa Catholic Radio. Deacon Randy is a marriage and family counselor. The Iowa Catholic Men's Conference, Saturday, March 30th at St. Francis of Assisi. Find more information and register at iowacatholicradio.com.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Well, thanks for joining me today, friends. John Leonetti in the morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio. It is Tuesday. It is March 26th. We've got Gene Wells coming up to preview her show. 7:45, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers is going to be on here to give us a little sneak peek of what's happening at the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference. It's going to be going on this Saturday, so we want to get you all plugged in and get your tickets. We are roaring and ready to go. I'm going to try to leave him a lot of time today, so we'll see what else we can get to. All right, let's do it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's pray our morning offering.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo, News and Sports.
News and Sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, hello once again, John. Good Tuesday morning to you as you end one venue and head into another. It looks like today is a travel day for you, huh?
It is a travel day. Yes, I will be. Well, tomorrow will be early morning travel day. Arriving in Arlington, I think, just in the early afternoon.
I see. So is that a heads up for me that my two older sisters may be substituting on the show on Wednesday or not?
I know Jean will be here. We'll see about Mary Sue. But yes, Jean will be in tomorrow morning.
I see. Yeah, I appreciate the advance notice. Sometimes I get kind of caught off guard and that I get kind of rattled. And I get rattled often.
Oh, yeah.
And that really, so I don't know if you've heard that, but that's what happens when you're gone.
Well, I give you, 24-hour notice, as you know.
Yeah, yeah, or if that, yeah, yeah, if that. So, anyway, the area up there in Plover, Wisconsin, where you're at, that's a little bit north of Wisconsin Dells. They've had flooding issues up till a few weeks ago, so I didn't realize it had gotten that severe up in that area.
They did. They had a lot. As I said, this church where I'm at, the campus, they said was kind of like its own island for a couple weeks. So a few weeks ago, we probably wouldn't have been able to hold the mission, but a lot of it's kind of gone down now and people are getting back on their feet. So that's a good thing.
Well, that's hopefully everybody's recovering from that. The spring thawing going on with all the heavy snowfall. Then you add on it the rain that we got that had nowhere to go because everything was frozen. So people still recovering, and hopefully that'll end soon. But in the meantime,
I've heard
lots
some
of devastation.
A possibility of more rain this Friday.
That is true. I don't think the heavy rain, but we're going to see precipitation. Some of it might have the white stuff in it. We may see a little bit of snow cover come Saturday morning, is what I've been told.
Goodness gracious. Okay.
Yeah. And now another update. Mary Sue, my other older sister, has confirmed she will be on the show with Jean tomorrow. So there you go.
There you go. There you go.
This went from a watch to a warning.
Thank you, Deacon Tony. That was Deacon Tony saying that, folks. Thank you, Deacon Tony.
Thank you so much.
Watch your warning.
All right. Well, John, safe travels to you as you move from that direct flight from Plover, Wisconsin to Arlington, Virginia. I want to see how that works out.
We'll see. Thank you.
All right. Well, let's get right to it from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwell. Currently in Des Moines, we have some patchy fog in the area, partly cloudy skies, and 31 degrees with calm winds. You wake up on a very beautiful Tuesday morning as we dry out. Today, we'll see that patchy fog give way to partly sunny skies with a high of 55 degrees here in central Iowa. South winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour throughout the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 40 degrees, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy and very windy for your Wednesday, a high of 68 degrees. We could see 20 to 30 mile per hour winds tomorrow. And on Thursday, partly cloudy, a high of 60 degrees. But we'll see increasing clouds later in the afternoon, a chance of rain moving into late afternoon and evening on Thursday and Thursday night. Friday, it'll be rain and colder with wet conditions, a high of 48 degrees for your Friday. And then we'll see that wintry mix Friday night into Saturday morning. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, gas prices are on the rise here in central Iowa. Over the last 2 weeks, the price for regular unleaded gas went up 16 cents and for a national average of $2.66 per gallon. Now, according to AAA here in the state of Iowa, the average price for regular unleaded gas is $2.58. That's just 8 cents below the national average. The average price for regular unleaded gas in the Des Moines area is $2.59 per gallon, and the average price for diesel fuel here in the Des Moines area is $2.88. Now, experts say the prices are up because of supplies are tight as refineries undergo maintenance ahead of this summer driving season. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. And last night, NCAA Women's College Basketball postseason, second round, and up in Ames, well, the Iowa State Cyclones hosting Missouri State. Missouri State, the 11th seed, upset number 3 seed Iowa State 69-60 in women's basketball. So Missouri State advances to the Sweet 16. Senior Bridget Carlton in her final game for the Cyclones had 31 points as she was the only Cyclone in double figures in the loss. And And tonight in AHL hockey right here in Des Moines, Iowa Wild hosting Grand Rapids, and they'll face off at 7 o'clock at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. So that means there's only one team left in the postseason, both on the men's and women's side. It's the Iowa Women, and they found out their opponent last night as the Iowa Women advanced to the Sweet 16 on Saturday in the third round. Iowa will take on North Carolina State, a three-seed team, at 10:30 Saturday morning, and that'll be televised on ESPN from Greensboro, North Carolina. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities calendar has girls and boys track. The Dowling boys and girls teams will travel to Indianola at the Simpson Invitational this afternoon. It begins at 4 o'clock at Bill Buxton Stadium on the campus of Simpson College in Indianola. Once again, from the Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently in Des Moines, we have patchy fog in the area, partly cloudy skies, 31 degrees with calm winds, and today that patchy fog will give way to partly sunny skies, a beautiful high of 55 degrees, dry conditions with south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Tuesday morning. John Leonetti Show. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com.
Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your saint of the day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
She is known as the Pearl of York. Today we celebrate St. Margaret Clitheroe. She was an Englishwoman who lived under the reign of Queen Elizabeth I. She and her husband at one point were nominally members of the Protestant Church of England before Margaret returned to the Catholic faith. At the time, Protestants forbade the existence of priests, and priests needed to hide when on the run from authorities. So Margaret had two priest holes built in her home. Meanwhile, her oldest son was sent to the continent to study in a seminary. When the authorities questioned Margaret's husband about the whereabouts of their eldest son, it tripped alarm bells, and the police searched Margaret's home. A frightened child led them to the priest holes, and Margaret was arrested. She refused to enter a plea, which prevented a trial where her children would have been forced to testify. In the absence of a plea, she was sentenced to death by crushing. She was placed on a sharp rock. The door to her home was placed on top of her, and stones were laid upon her until the weight eventually killed her. Margaret is the patron saint of businesswomen. We ask today, St. Margaret Clitheroe, martyr, pray for us. Amen. And a big thanks to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our saint of the day. We really appreciate all he continues to do and a support of our saint of the day, which is a big support for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. He does the work for you, as we've said a million times, in wills and estate planning, and because he makes the easy work. Sometimes, you know, the hard work that we see, he makes it look easy. Experience in wills and estate planning has been for over 30 years. 224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. Coming up right after the break, the Dynamic Deacon, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, your keynote presenter for the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference, coming up right after this. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning. Actually, let's go to Gene Wells, host of Straight Talk. Almost got me there, Gene. Almost got me. Not so
fast,
though.
Well, when you started saying dynamic, and I thought, oh, what a nice intro today.
The dynamic Gene Wells. That's the way
what
I intro
thought
her today.
You were going to say, but instead
there
you forgot
go.
Me.
No. I'm here. I got it. Let's do it. What do we got coming up on your show?
Well, actually, I've got Father Dan Siepker, who is the pastor at Our Lady of the Holy Rosary in Glenwood. He's going to be on during our news segment, and you know some of his parishioners have been devastated by this flooding, and we've got seven parishes over there that have the parishes themselves and their parishioners have been really impacted. So we're going to visit with Father Dan for just a few minutes, but then our regular topic is not our regular topic. It's kind of irregular, actually, with Father P.J. McManus. We're going to talk about shifting borders. Nothing to do with the flooding, by the way. But, you know, when parishes were established, they were established, you know, here's the community where people live, and this is the Italian group, so that's their parish, or the German group. And, boy, have we done a lot of shifting over the last couple of generations. And what does that mean for a parish? And what does it mean for the people? And what does it mean for the pastor? Because it's really hard to serve when your parishioners are, you know, every which way, you know, from your parish. So we're going to talk about maybe a new dynamic that needs to happen in our parishes.
All right. That's coming up today at 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the evening. And if you miss it, you can go to iowacatholicradio.com. It will be podcasted there. Gene Wells, thanks for coming on, Gene.
Thanks, John.
All right. Now, the Dynamic Deacon coming up right after the break. Do not go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And a big thanks to Dean Bell, Bell Construction. Now, Dean is ready to go. In fact, he's up early. Of course, tis the season for residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs. I don't even know if he has time to do the light commercial jobs anymore. He's got teams everywhere putting on those roofs, and he just runs wild from early in the morning. You know, he sleeps in during the wintertime months, he says, but he's able to catch the show during this time, spring, summer, and fall, because he's out there early on top of roofs all across central Iowa. 30 years, residential re-roofs, 963-4494. That is 963-4494. Your diocesan minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Tuesday, March 26th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. If you're looking to strengthen your marriage, then check out The Third Option, which meets the first and third Mondays of each month from 7 to 9 p.m. at Mercy College, located at 6th Avenue in downtown Des Moines. The Third Option is an ongoing support group for marriages, which is built upon 14 skill-based workshops. They help couples develop better understanding, sensitivity, and trust. For more information, call the diocese and ask for Adam. Father Ross Parker is going on the road again. On April 6th to the 8th, he's heading to Conception Seminary in Missouri. Men ages 16 to 24 are invited to see what the real world of seminary is like. If you know someone who might be interested, email Father Parker at vocations@dmdiocese.org. That's vocations@dmdiocese.org. The Iowa Catholic Men's Conference is this Saturday at St. Francis Parish in West Des Moines. Men, you can still show up on Saturday morning to buy tickets at the door at St. Francis Parish in West Des Moines. The day kicks off with Mass at 8 a.m., celebrated by Bishop Hates, followed by top-notch speakers. Lunch is included. Learn more at iowacatholicradio.com/events. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Ladies, please join us for our next Mosaic Luncheon on Thursday, April 11th at St. Francis in West Des Moines. Our featured speaker will be Jeanette Howe, founder of the Seven Sisters Apostolate. This apostolate is a call for individuals to spend time each week praying for their priests and bishops to help strengthen the church. Come and hear Jeanette talk about this very powerful mission. Doors will open at 11:30 and lunch is served from 12 to 1. Seating is limited, so sign up today at iowacatholicradio.com or call 515-223-1150.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides tuition assistance to qualified families so they can send their kids to our Catholic schools. Great tax benefits for donors and great education for our kids. Online, ctoiowa.org.
Thanks to Golden Rule. Plumbing, heating, and cooling, which is the season for them, too. Our sponsors are being, they are waking up, I'll tell you. Full range of residential plumbing services right here in Des Moines. Household plumbing is vital for everyday convenience and comfort. You know that. Because when things go wrong, which most of us don't know they go wrong, until they actually do, when things go wrong, we need people to be able to help. Trusted Plumbers Experience is the name of the game. GoldenRulePHC.com. That is GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you for underwriting the show. Let's go to our last guest of the day. You know him. He's been on the show actually numerous times in the keynote for the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference happening this Saturday. The dynamic deacon himself, Harold Burke-Sivers. Hello, deacon.
Hey, John. How you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. How early do you get up in the morning now that you're doing Morning Glory?
About 3:15 in the morning, my Pacific time.
3:15?
Yeah. Oh,
goodness gracious. What time do you go to bed?
well, that varies from day to day, depending on what I got going on.
Yeah.
But, I probably get about 6 hours of sleep. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, are you on the Pacific time zone? Are you on the West Coast?
Yeah. I live in Portland, Oregon, so I'm on Pacific time.
Okay.
Most of the time, yeah.
Very good, my friend. Well, let's talk about this men's conference. You know, they say every priest has one homily, Deacon. I think maybe every deacon does as well. One theme that, you know, with their life, they're really trying to get across. If I was to ask you, what's the one theme, what's the one homily that you have for your life, Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers, what would you say it would be?
The homily for my life. Well, you know, when you're training to become a deacon, you always think, oh, yeah, I can't wait for this reading to come around because I know I'll have a great homily for that. But in your day, as long as I have, you know, you got to expand your repertoire. But I think for me, it's the prodigal son. I love that. I love that parable. I love preaching on it. And it's so deep, and there's so many incredible themes in that, that I think that kind of tells a story, not just, I think, for my life, but for all our lives in general. You know, we kind of move away from God for a while, then we come to our senses and come back and ask for mercy and forgiveness, and the Father is always there waiting to receive us back with his love and arms wide open, with his incredible mercy. You know, and I think that's the story of our lives, especially during this season of Lent.
You speak at, how many different men's conferences around the country, Deacon, and you're just a dynamic guy, to say the least. You're out there. You love the faith. You wear it. It's passion. You're passionate about it. With men specifically, what do you find in traveling and speaking to these men and talking to them outside of your talks to be some of the biggest struggles or difficulties that they're going through today?
Well, I think the biggest struggles include trying to find balance in their life between work and family and prayer life, and of course the struggle with pornography. Those are, I think, two of the hugest issues confronting men today. And, you know, it's about finding balance. It's all about perspective. So you always have to keep your priorities straight. Number one, relationship with God. Number two, family. Number three, everything else after that. And that's the right balance, because if you just say, well, I thought you put your family first. Well, the thing is, if you don't put God first in your life, you're no good to your wife and kids. you're no good in your business. You're no good in what God has called you to do if you don't put him first in your life. So that's why I love conferences like this. They're a way of really reestablishing that priority. Because sometimes, let's be real, life gets out of whack. Sometimes the family is more prominent. Sometimes the work is more prominent. But what always gets pushed to the side is relationship, intimate, personal, loving relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's why these conferences are so great. And then the pornography thing, of course, destroys a man's heart, treats women as objects for pleasure and gratification, which is not God's plan. And so this conference is a wonderful opportunity for us to come together as men to be reminded of who we are and what our mission and purpose that God has planned for our lives.
Talk about community for a second, a communio. We need each other. Conferences like this remind us of that. Small groups and parishes have been, I know, formative in different men's life, at least men that I know. We can't do this by ourselves. Isolation is the name of the game for the devil.
Well, look, even Jesus needed help carrying his cross. So if any person thinks they can do this by themselves, you're kidding yourself. You know, as busy as I am, I belong to kind of two men's groups in Portland, one kind of formal and one informal. You know, one is called the Holy League. We meet together once a month, and we have, we have Mass in the evening and then food and fellowship, then an hour of adoration with confessions during that adoration time. You know, and then the more informal group, just a bunch of us get together and have a lunch or a meal together and just kind of talk about what's going on in our lives and holding each other accountable. You know, and that's important. We're all in this together. You know, the culture worships the Trinity of me, myself, and I. You know, it's all about me. I'm the center of the universe. And we can't get caught into that. We can't get caught into that thinking. St. Paul says in Romans chapter 12, do not be conformed to this world. We be transformed by the renewal of your minds, so we know what is God's will, what is good and pleasing and perfect before God. And, you know, again, conferences like the Faith for the Journey, the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference, is a great way of a group of us coming together and then, but here's the key, leaving the conference and then becoming part of a small group so you can continue that dialogue, continue that discussion, allowing the Holy Spirit to continue to thrive in your life, to be able to help bring your mind and your heart to a deeper place of intimacy with the Lord so that the conference doesn't quote-unquote wear off. That is a continuing journey of deepening faith in Christ.
Yeah, this is the rest stop, friends, where you're going to fill up the tank with your fuel for the rest of the time. You're going to get plugged in. You're going to know where the different rest stops are around your parish and area. We'll have that for you there as well. But this is going to be an exciting event, as it always is, the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference. Hundreds of men coming together, rallying around, of course, our Lord, and reminding ourselves and being reminded by great speakers like Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, Deacon Randy Keel, Deacon Tom Bradley, what's most important in our life, and that's our God. Deacon, would you give us your blessing this morning?
Sure, may Almighty God bless you and keep you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. I think that'll do it. Deacon, looking forward to seeing you. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Look forward to being with you all.
All right, that's Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, everyone. Keynote presenter. Go to iowacatholicradio.com. iowacatholicradio.com, scroll over events, and you will find the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference. Get signed up there. We got our blessing from one deacon. Deacon Tony Valdez, thank you.
No
problem.
You
continue to
God
do.
Bless everybody.
All right. Friends, I am John Leonetti. Gene Wells in for me tomorrow with Mary Sue. I'll be back Thursday. Pray for me. Be confident in Christ's mercy and love today.
In this worn and weary land where many a dream has died. Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know.
John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.